as a f***ing whistle.
Nothing.
No.
Oh.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He curses.
Yeah?
But never around children.
Oh.
No criminal record.
Yeah.
No parking tickets, for Christ's sake.
Nothing.
No bad habits, even.
Oh.
Sex, yeah. But man is a sexual being.
Yeah.
Can't do shit about that, Jack.
No.
Hell, I wouldn't want to.
No, of course not. I'm not advocating celibacy.
Hope not. It'd be the end of the human race.
Yeah.
F*** large women. What can I say?
Well, yeah. The great Bernie Mac. In what should be AFI's best movie of all time, Bad Santa. I'm telling you. If you don't like Bad Santa, it's trouble. Kevin Smith is outside having a smoke. Hell. Maybe he just left. I don't know. No. He's coming back in just a few minutes, and I've got full phones here. If you'd like to get through, keep trying. The phone calls are from New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Las Vegas, Texas, Fresno. So thank you for watching on 971freefm.com. It's our webcast. Kevin Smith, and he's promoting Crazy for Cult. It's an art show at Gallery 1988. That's Gallery1988.com. Gallery1988.com. A few people to thank right now. I want to thank our friends at Subaru. Subaru, it's what makes Subaru a Subaru. Very, very nice. Scott Mosier re-enters the studio. Kevin Smith re-enters the studio with a green pack of smokes.
Yes.
What are the green smokes?
Mine are Marlboro Menthol Ultra Lights, the smoke of a true woman.
You can't stop and start. You can't let it go, huh? You
no.
can't let it go.
I've quit at various periods, and the longest I've ever quit was a year. Where I just didn't smoke at all, didn't she? Just never picked up. And then to celebrate my 1 year of non-smoking, I started smoking.
Oh, my God. Here we go. It's 7707, and it's lucky day for anyone who's not getting married.
But I hear there's like 160,000 weddings in Vegas today.
Really?
On 7707.
And if they're all from California and there's a 70% divorce rate,
right.
Not a good gamble.
How long will they last? But a great you know, date to remember.
Well, you know what I'm remembering? I'm so glad that you're here. Are you superstitious?
Not very. Not very. Like, I was just in Vegas this week, two days ago, and I was playing blackjack, and I was playing with people who get really tight when they lose, and they're like, I want to switch out the dealer. And I'm so not that guy. I'm like, it ain't the dealer. It's me. I'm an idiot for playing this game.
What's your game, blackjack?
I like poker a lot, but that night I was playing blackjack. But I'm not superstitious in the least. I'm not one of those people that feels like I got to bring a little token with me to a poker game and rest it as a chip holder. I'm not that guy.
You knew Affleck before he had the cash, and now he gambles like a madman. What do you think about that?
He hasn't gambled in a long time, actually. I mean, he went out
he
for
wants
this
to.
Charity poker. Yeah, he might, actually. But he went out for that charity poker thing, but that was the first time he's actually gambled, and that's not really a gamble. It was called Annie Up for Africa. It was the charity that Don Cheadle put together, a poker event for Darfur in the Sudan. And, you know, he's been busy making his movie. So he hasn't gambled in 2-3 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
2 years. Let's leave it at two. So him getting to play poker, I guess, was kind of a big release for him, especially now that his movie's locked and put to bed and he doesn't have to work on it or think about it anymore. And it's really, I've seen it. We've seen it twice. Mosier saw it too. Mm-hmm. It's an awards caliber movie that he's got coming out. That Gone Baby Gone picture. One of those movies where you watch and you're like, ugh. First time out. He's made a better movie than I've ever made. What a jerk.
Oh.
And he's easier to look at. Richer. I hate him so much. It's a really great flick. He's got Morgan Freeman in it, Ed Harris, Casey Affleck's the lead.
You know, just to draw parallels, I was in a movie with Ben Affleck once, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We were on the opposing basketball teams, and it's nice to see the way our careers have paralleled. Well, actually, no.
You guys were both in the anti-Buffy.
Yeah.
The original Buffy, but the Buffy that all the Buffy enthusiasts decry.
Oh, well. Chrissy Swanson?
So did you know Chrissy Swanson?
Yeah. I like the original Buffy the movie. I don't know why. Vampire movies.
It's all right.
Yeah. Do you like the series?
I've seen maybe three episodes that had Eliza in them when we were thinking about casting her in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Backs, but I never got into the Buffy run. I don't dislike it. I've never sat down and watched the whole thing.
Now that, Kevin, you bring up Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, you did have kind of a makeshift Batman costume.
Yes.
Which I thought, He's got to be a fan.
Yeah,
he has to be a fan. So now that, let's not even talk about the Keatons and the Joel Schumachers. Mm-hmm. I would love to get your take on Batman Begins.
I liked it. I actually rewatched it. I've seen it 3 times in total. I just rewatched it a couple months ago. I think it's very earnest. It's almost like, it doesn't feel like a comic book movie as much as it feels like a cop movie in which the cop happens to wear tights and a cape.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those movies I remember seeing where it gave the comic book enthusiast everything we've always wanted, which was a true, close to the books adaptation of the story of Batman. And what, as a comic book enthusiast, the first thing I said when they did it was like, boy, I wish they had a sense of humor to it. Because it was so earnest. Like the Tim Burton stuff had a kind of lighter edge to it, even mm-hmm. though it was kind of gothic and dark. You know, Jack Nicholson's scenery chewing over the top performance kind of makes that movie a fun watch too. And Batman Begins, as much as I enjoy the movie, it's just, I would never classify that as a fun movie to watch. Very, very earnest. That's the only word that comes to mind for it.
I can't even understand what you're talking about. There's a Batman theme running through my head right now. You know, I'm not saying
anything worthwhile.
No. So what do you think about Heath Ledger as the Joker?
I'm all for it, man. I thought he was genius in Brokeback. So the moment up until that point, like, you know, I knew the dude existed, but he wasn't really on my radar. But after Brokeback, I was like, that dude's an amazing actor, because he just didn't come off like, I mean, I don't know him, but the movies I'd seen him in prior, he didn't come off like what I associate Heath Ledger to be. Like, he inhabited another character completely in such a way that I was like, that's not an actor. That's a real, living, breathing human being.
Mm-hmm.
And very few people, for my money, I've ever done that. Like, when I watch movies, and I'm certainly not taking anything away from actors, but very few movies have I watched where I'm like, that person stopped being an actor or stopped being a movie star and became a character. Billy Bob Thornton in A Simple Plan,
mm-hmm.
that is not a character that Billy Bob Thornton's playing. That character exists. That's a real person. That performance was so convincing. And the same thing with Heath Ledger in Brokeback.
And the same thing with The Warlock.
Yeah, boy, that was a performance. Quite a stretch, wasn't it? For me to play a dude who never leaves his house and spends a lot of time on the internet and apparently eats quite a bit.
Did you see
Live Free Die? You've seen it?
I have.
Did you like it?
Well, before I get into what I thought about it, this is a topic, but 4 weeks ago on our first webcast, it was very intellectual for movie fans. It was very upper crust. I said, call in right now and let me know who would win in a drag down brawl. Would it be, you know, Martin Riggs from Lethal Weapon, or would it be John McClane from Die Hard? Are you going to suck up to John McClane just because you were in the movie?
Yeah, I'll give it up to
why?
Well, he's also not anti-Semitic, from what I understand.
Whoa! Let's leave it on the screen!
But that would be the ultimate team-up movie I would like to see. Never mind Aliens versus Predator, Freddy versus Jason. Wouldn't it be awesome to see a John McClane, Martin Riggs movie?
Oh, I mean, just...
So it'll never happen.
You know,
but, oh my
shoulder
God.
And then...
Somebody out there is writing that fanfic. What do they call that fanfic where people are making love all the time, gay with each other? Slash fiction. He knows. There's the test right there.
Yeah.
He's written some slash himself. Some slash fiction about, like, John McClane and Martin Riggs just getting all aural with one another and whatnot.
All right. Well, here's my thing about...
That's the closest we'll ever get to that team-up movie.
I would love it, and I would be the first one to buy the tickets. And by the way...
Don't you miss Martin Riggs? What happened to Martin
Riggs? He got pussified. He cut his hair. He got married. He quit smoking.
Pussified, dude. He went crazy. Like,
he was crazy. He went sane.
Being about, like, Three Stooges, and he was just like, the Jews run Hollywood.
Oh, that.
Hey,
I'm still in the movie.
You know, just a weird, weird cat, man.
Yeah, and then Rob
used
Schneider.
To be like one of the more approachable movie stars where you're like you kind of, you think about like the people who we grew up watching, big action stars, and there are people like Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Bruce Willis, and Mel Gibson. Schwarzenegger and Stallone, you could never picture yourself sitting down with, having a beer.
Right.
Or just going out to Denny's with. Yeah, but Bruce Willis, you totally could. Like, Bruce Willis seemed like one of your friends. And same with Mel Gibson. He was so approachable, and he would tell, like, stories and interviews about, like, when I'm movie sets, I like to run pranks on people. He's just like, you know, like, what a good guy.
Yeah, the Braveheart
story. And then
story,
one day
yeah.
was just like, I'm absolutely nuts. Did you know that? My father doesn't believe in the Holocaust. I'm not sure if I do.
He's got the church up there in Malibu.
I'm building my own church. I'm a Catholic, but an odd Catholic that doesn't acknowledge any pope past the one in 1962. Like, the moment they turned the pope around and went to Vatican II, I stopped believing in that version of God. Like, dude, just act. Just go back to being Martin Riggs. Go back to being the movie star we all love.
What did he say? I was at his handprint ceremony. I was covering that 10 years ago, and there was a bunch of gay idiot protester out there because, you know, his comment on that
what
one?
What was his comment?
He said, and I'm going to try and make this so it's arable. He said, you know what this ass is for? It's for taking a dump and that's it, or something along those lines. You know what I mean? Like, there ain't nothing going up
just
in there.
Just a dude who's, like, winning friends and influencing people. Like, the two groups you're going to make, you're going to take a stand against in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Jews and gays? Like, that there's, like, three people who don't fall under either of those headings who work in this business.
He doesn't love the gays.
It's insane, man. It's crazy. But I guess he's got enough money to be as crazy as he wants to be now.
But and then right during all that S-storm of Mel Gibson and bad publicity, he decides to put his name over the title. Did you notice how bad that timing was?
For what, Apocalypto?
For Apocalypto.
And Ivan, did you see Apocalypto?
I loved it.
Yeah, a few people like Affleck really liked the
movie.
How do
you not like
Richard
it?
Kelly loved the movie.
By the way, I'm calling crap on Affleck on your last interview here.
What do you mean?
We were talking about The Matrix Reloaded, and you said that that Affleck completely on the first take comprehended the architect's diatribe.
He did.
I don't think so.
He thought it was brilliant. He was like, that was the best piece of writing I've seen.
It's my fifth time. I still don't know what the hell the guy's saying. Ergo.
I watched those movies too. I did a Matrix trilogy day within the last 2 months. And that first movie is brilliant.
Yeah.
And then the second two are like as crazy as Mel Gibson.
Are you looking forward to Speed Racer?
Like really,
Speed Racer, though, with the Wachowskis?
Totally. I'm there for anything those dudes want to do. But I just think, like, man, those two and three of Matrix were just they're pretty bad.
Pretty silly. I like them. What can I tell you? I like the Pirates movies. I'm crazy.
Did you like them?
I like them all. I don't know. It's just
that
a pirate.
The first one quite a bit, and the second one I thought was good, but it was a little long, and I haven't seen the third one yet.
You seen Ratatouille?
Yes, loved it.
Isn't that amazing?
Last 20 minutes of that movie is the most magical filmmaking I've seen in, I don't know, 5 years. It really just transports you with some brilliant writing, brilliant comedic set pieces, and really, really touching. The letter that the critical essay that Anton Ego writes,
yeah,
his review of the restaurant, is like something that you've always wanted to hear every critic ever write.
Just give it over.
Yes.
Finally.
And, you know, and just like cop to the fact that like it's much easier to write a bad notice than a good notice, and it's also much more fun to read, stuff like that. It's really, really beautiful. And while that Brad Bird dude is it's an understatement to say he's insanely talented.
What about you, Scott Mosier, producer? Would you guys ever delve into a, you know, Pixar-esque arena, you know? Voices?
We did the Clerks cartoon for a while, and that was pretty fun.
The very Pixar-esque.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know? we've talked about it. We almost did, we were going to do a Bluntman and Chronic cartoon
that's still kind of up in the air.
Yeah.
But not through Pixar, obviously.
Yeah. It's Pixar with Pixar, penises is what we're calling it.
Totally. It's Pixar, if they were smart, they would, if we ever, like, said, let's go over and offer our assistance, they would lock the doors, pull the shades,
so.
Like, we're on a roll, dude, get out of here. We
no,
don't want
Kevin,
you.
Don't sell yourself short, you know,
tainted
you're,
by your,
your dialogue is right there, man, so.
No, that's, the stuff they do at Pixar is pretty fantastic. Even the stuff that, like, isn't as good as, like, some of their best stuff is still better, world's better than what everyone else is doing out there.
Changing gears, Kevin Smith in studio, live on the webcast. Also, myspace.com/filmfreakshow. Okay, I'm going to give it over on Live Free or Die Hard. Okay, the first movie is the best.
Yeah, it's genius.
Right. And then I just didn't get the whole yippee-ki-yay mofo ad campaign. And I thought
that was kind of smart. I like that.
Well,
not only it says yippee-ki-yay mofo, and then it said John 6:26, so it made it look like a biblical quote. I thought that was kind of cool.
Okay. Well, you're in the movie, so everything's going to be biased.
Yes,
but
totally.
He didn't say it in the second film. He didn't say yippee-ki-yay.
Yes, he does.
He does?
Yeah, totally. After the plane blows up, he says, he lights that fire.
Maybe I'm not the
gasoline
film freak.
Fire with a lighter. He says yippee-ki-yay.
I'm going to school. I'm going to school right now. But, and then the PG-13 really bothered me, because I was watching Die Hard with a Vengeance today on cable.
Right.
And the Sam Jackson and the Bruce Willis. Cursing's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and
without cursing, I've got no career. That's all I do in movies is curse. I got no content.
Oh,
I just have slur words.
Well, it's good cursing, but he goes, yippee-ki-yay, mother, and then it blows up. And that was, I thought that was such a cop-out.
And then
Live Free or Die Hard.
It's, nothing blows up. He fires a gun. That's what.
It's muted.
Yes.
It's there's a dump button on it. But I do love Justin Long, and I like that John McClane gets beat up.
Yeah.
And I had a MySpace question. Did you have any set direction influence on the Warlocks Command Center?
I showed up and it looked like that. That was all in.
So they knew that you were a Star Wars guy.
I mean, I guess a little bit, but they just had very a specific vision for that character that I just happened to fit kind of well. So, fat dude likes Star Wars. That was it. That was the direction they wanted to go. And they're like, you can pull that off, can't you? I was like, totally.
Nice.
I love the movie. I thought the movie turned out pretty damn awesome. And you're right, I'm biased, I'm in it. But even if I wasn't in it, all that people were bitching about the PG-13 and the, like, one-month run-up to the release date of the movie. Didn't matter. The movie's still pretty damn hard.
It's a hell of a good bang for your buck. It's worth your $10. Worth your $10. I gotta say, the movie of the summer's got to be Transformers, though.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, and when you do see it, Michael Bay. I mean, he did a really.
That smells like it's gonna be the highest grossing movie of the summer.
So what was it? $28 million on Tuesday only.
Well, they did 27 yesterday.
On Tuesday.
So they're right now they're up to 120. We've got all these computers. Nobody's
it was
got
up to 80 on Friday.
Nobody's got box office
on
mojo
Thursday.
Open.
Yeah, well,
it's pretty
you know
easy
what?
To do.
I think we do. Here we go. Let's go over the. I'm gonna go over the top 10 with Kevin Smith, who's promoting Crazy for Cult. Now this is something online you can check out. It's called Gallery1988.com. That's Gallery1988.com. The big splashy debut is going to be on Tuesday, July 17th.
If you don't live in Los Angeles, this is a show worth traveling for.
Come on out, yeah.
Bring some money, though, because you want to walk away with a piece.
All right, let's go over the top 10, and I want nothing but straight bullets from you guys, okay?
Okay.
Or praise, either way. Number $108 million, Ocean's 13. Who's going first?
I haven't seen it yet, but I liked one, and two I thought was watchable.
I liked three. I thought it was fun.
Mosier saw it early. Mosier saw it months before it came out.
Yeah. Here's my question as a moviegoer who I don't like to see movies like critic screenings or all medias. I like to see it with a paying crowd. Does anyone die in Ocean's 13 or they just all look great?
They just all look really good. Oh. Nobody really dies.
The movie's not about death. It's about watching pretty people doing funny things.
My bone to pick with Ocean's 13 and see if you guys agree. Terry Benedict, Andy Garcia's character, they steal $135 million from him.
He let bygones be bygones.
They steal his woman. And I think Ocean's 12, they should have took that annoying Casey Affleck, that annoying Scott Conn, out to the desert with the Vegas and the lights and just pop two in their heads and have a little bit of danger.
I'm on the other side of the fence, dude. I thought Casey was brilliant, particularly in the first one when he's like, I don't have time to mess around with you circus animals. Like, I thought that
was
a genius
line. Well, I know
you
have a love for the Affleck family and all that.
I like
you know?
The Afflecks very much.
I don't know. Okay. Ocean's 13, it's a chick flick.
Where did you pull that from? Is that at the top of the list?
No, that's number 10. We're going 10 to number 1.
Oh, you're
one.
Going backwards. Okay,
drama, Kevin.
Right on.
Okay.
I was just like, that might be a little old.
Someone write that note down for Kevin.
I want to acknowledge movies came out this month.
This is a box office report.
So that's number 10. Number 10. $108 million. That's where they stand right
that's
now?
That's right, yeah. $3 million this weekend. Number 9, Michael Moore in Sicko.
Still haven't seen that.
Me
yet.
Neither. Haven't seen that one yet. We'll see it. Number 4, interested to get your take on.
Wait, how do we go from 10 to 4?
Fantastic Four, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I left a word out. A fantastic word. Silver Surfer, Fantastic
I've
Four.
I've seen that picture.
Okay, so what did you think of the action?
I enjoyed that movie. I didn't like the first one at all.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I thought was kind of fun. And it really all came down to one moment for me where Johnny Storm. I don't want to spoil the movie, but I think everyone who's going to go see it has already seen it.
Right.
When Johnny Storm takes on all the powers of the Fantastic Four and turns into kind of a Super Skrull-looking character, that just took me back to my childhood.
Really? That's the ultimate compliment. That's the ultimate compliment right there.
That was cool. And I took my kid to see it. My kid's not a comic book person at all, but she really enjoyed that movie. Had a girl in it, so she had somebody to focus on.
I got a MySpace from Doug Jones, who plays the Silver Surfer. Anything you want to say about the Silver Surfer?
I thought it was really well done. I actually liked the Silver Surfer a little more when he was off the board. Because when he stepped off the surfboard, he went to this dull kind of gray, where he wasn't so
that's
clearly
right, muted.
CG. He was muted, and it was a dude in a costume, it looked like. I thought that was kind of pimp.
Well, this is from...
How does that dude feel about, like, he plays a Silver Surfer, and then Larry Fishburne comes
Well, he
in.
Learned about it in the trade, so he wasn't really too hip
know.
About that. Yeah.
And that's, like, the second time, right? Because didn't they do that to him on Hellboy as well?
Yeah.
Didn't he play Abe Sapien, and all of a sudden it's Niles from Frasier?
Uh-huh. But Niles didn't take the credit. He said, no, that's Doug Jones' character, which is very, very nice.
Right.
So here it is from Budapest. He's working on Hellboy 2. This is he sent me a MySpace.
Are they shooting Hellboy 2 right now?
Yeah, here's what he said.
I didn't see Hellboy until DVD, and I thought that was actually a really cool flick.
I thought so, too. It just kind of... Benicio del Toro, did you see Pans?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean...
Pans was a movie that I have absolute respect for, and I think that dude's a brilliant director, and obviously it's a very well-made film. Looks incredible. But at the end of the day, I just didn't identify with that movie at all.
I identified with the general getting the, whenever you're in cinema, whenever you see a straight edge razor open up on screen, mm-hmm. something bad is about to happen. And then, you know, the guy's shaving and all of a sudden, you know, it takes it to the cheek. I think that was CGI, computer generated imagery, how they cut him. That to me is like butt cringe time.
Yeah.
Times a thousand. You know, had to get that out there. All right, here it is from Budapest. This is Doug Jones. He's playing Abe Sapien in Hellboy 2 with Guillermo del Toro. He says, I'm in Budapest right now until October working on Hellboy 2, and it's going so well it scares me. Guillermo del Toro is kicking our asses in his usual brilliant way and draws something out of all of us that we didn't even know that was in us. Going back to your house for karaoke, Doug. So he's nice. A great guy. And
way to name drop, sir. I appreciate it.
Well,
I like that.
I'm bad.
I like that. No, I can't even judge you, sir. I was dropping Netflix names like crazy.
I just got a phone call from Bruce Willis.
That too.
And
right?
He wished me a happy 4th of July.
Somebody, we do this podcast, me and Mosier, called Smodcast, that we run off of one of our websites, quickstopentertainment.com.
Rated G?
Not at all.
Attaboy.
Yeah. It's
how about
hard.
That?
It's
how about that for some free speech?
And
huh?
It's about an hour long every week, and it's
an
about
hour
random
long?
Stuff. Yeah.
It's an
and,
hour long.
But somebody put together on our website a drinking game version. So if you're listening to the show, you can play a drinking game along with it. And one of it is like, anytime Kevin name drops, take three drinks.
Oh, I love it.
Anytime, I think it's anytime Scott says, sure, take a drink. I say, in that moment or at that moment, somebody has to take a drink. It's kind of weird. I guess we're very repetitive.
ViewAskew.com.
Oh, no. You can find it at QuickStopEntertainment.com.
Or you can go to iTunes and go to podcasts.
You
can
to go through the podcast
there.
At iTunes. Mosier is actually very, very funny on Smodcast.
Hey,
I'm here too much tonight.
I actually speak if you tune into that.
Well, listen, we are going to take a break here. The full phones. We're watching the webcast. If you want to get on the air, we'll try and get to you. It's
888. 37 minutes left.
Yeah, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Kevin Smith is in studio. We're having a great time. It's Saturday night at the Film Freak Show.
I appreciate your obligatory applause.